My most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our dear Lord, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, Sai brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization Karnataka has organized an essay writing competition involving the junior college students studying the entire state of Karnataka. As an offering to Swami during the 90th birthday celebrations. At the end of the competition, 10 students were selected for the state award and one student has been selected for a special award. I shall be presenting a brief report of the essay writing competition, which follows the honoring of these state awardees who have won the competitions that we have conducted during the month of September. First, the report. With the divine blessings and as a part of 90th birthday celebrations of Bhagavan Baba, Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations Karnataka has conducted an essay writing competition for junior college students of the state. The main objective of organizing the competition is to perpetuate the ideals of Swami among the youth. The competition was programmed at two levels. At first level, students were involved in writing an essay on any one of the three topics given for 1 hour duration in their respective colleges. The topics given are, religions are many, but God is one. Hands that serve are holier than the lips that pray. Bharat is a Punya Bhumi, Karma Bhumi, and Yoga Bhumi. All the 35 district presidents of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization Karnataka were given the responsibility of approaching the college authorities and organize the competition. It's gratifying to note that all the district presidents took keen interest and initiative and involved hundreds of active workers in their respective districts to approach the college authorities and conduct the competition. As a result of their sincere efforts, I have great pleasure in submitting that 50,000 students, including some differentially abled ones belonging to 1,000 colleges participated in the program. Subsequently, the essays were got evaluated utilizing the services of Balavikas teachers and other educationists. All of them deserve Swami's grace for their commitment. Let us cheer them up. At the second level, 2 students were selected from each taluk in order of merit based on their written performance. The selected students numbering 97 boys and 250 girls, totaling 349 students, were invited for a state-level screening program which was held on 12th and 13th of September 2015 at Brindavan, Bangalore. The screening program included a viva on the essay which the students have already written and also a project on one of the following themes like great personalities of Karnataka and their contribution to society, freedom struggle of India, or on any one of the topics given for essay. Students were also given an option for a second viva on great personalities of Karnataka and their contribution to society in lieu of the project. Out of the invited students, 75 boys 189 girls, totaling 264 students, have attended the screening program. The screening was conducted by eminent educationists, with each student being provided with 10 minutes duration to express their views. Based on their performance, 10 outstanding students, 7 girls and 3 boys, and 1 special awardee were identified for Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization Karnataka State Award, which comprises a cash award of rupees 5001, a memento, and a certificate, and 4 DVDs on Swami's life and mission. I shall be failing in my duty if I do not express my gratitude and mention the initiative and support given by Sri Nagesh D. Dakappa, the state president, Sri Vayan Gangadhar Shetty, convener Sri Satya Sai Trust Karnataka, and several office bearers and members of the state coordination committee who also deserve your appreciation. Now all of you will be interested to see who are those state awardees. I shall be presenting very shortly. Before that, to do this honor, it's my pleasure to invite Sri G.S.R. C.V. Prasad Rao, the Secretary of the Satya Sai Trust, Central Trust, and Srimati Lakshmi Nagaraj from the lady side. Please come. As I call out the names, I would request the winners to come to the dais and receive the honor. I start from the girls, Kumari Pooja Rajaram Hegde. Daughter of Sri and Srimati Rajaram Subrai Hegde is a second PU student from MES PU College of Sirsi, North Kannada District. Kumari Ayesha Mohammed Altaf. Daughter of Sri and Srimati Mohammed Altaf Sheikh is a PU student of RLS PU College of Science from Belgavi district. Kumari Bhavya Dattatre Hegde. Daughter of Sri and Srimati Dattatre Hegde is a PU second student from Mahatma Gandhi Centenary PU College, Siddhapura, North Kannada District. Kumari Varnita HN. Daughter of Sri and Srimati Hanumante Gowda is a student of second PU from Bharati Composite PU College, Madhur of Mandya District. Kumari Suma K.S. Daughter of Sri Srimati Dunda Shetty, a student of second PU of Government PU College, Chandrayapatna, Hasan district. Kumari Pooja HM, daughter of Sri and C. Sai Kumar, a student of second PU from Siddhaganga PU College of Science, Davanagari district. We should have the presence of one more girl, Akshita Jain, as today she is having examinations in Bangalore. She could not come, and that finishes the girl side. Now, thank you, Madam Saidam, Mrs. Lakshmi Nagaraj. Now I request Sri Prasad Rao, sir, to kindly honor the boys. Master Sukesh KB. Son of Sri and Simati Prakash Balulaya, is a second PU student from BARHSS PU College, Bovikannam, Kasaragod district. Master Vrishabhendra. Son of Sri and Sri Chandrasekarappa, is a PU student from Seva Bharati Composite PU College, Chamarajnagar district. Master Mustafa. Son of Sri and Srimadi Dastagiri Sahab, is a student of second PU of Veerashaiva College of Belladi districts. Sai brothers and sisters, Master Mustafa remained the star of attraction in the program at Vrindavan for his outstanding performance in writing the essay with his legs, overcoming his differential ability. Last but the least, at least another student who attracts our attention is Master N.K.L. Tejas. Thank you, sir. Son of Sri and Srimati Krishna, S.N. Krishna, Master Tejas is a student of second PU of Sadvidya Semi-Residential College of Mysuru District. Master N.K.L. Tejas was selected for a special award considering his outstanding performance in writing essay on computer despite his differential ability. I have immense pleasure in informing all of you that Sri Satya Sai Trust Karnataka, taking into consideration the performance and needs, resolved to extend financial support to Master N.K.L. Tejas and Master Mustafa. Till they pursue their education. Now, most interesting part and concluding part of this program will be a live demonstration of 1 minute by Mustafa to write something as he chooses with his legs. kindly watch. Jai Sai Ram. I thank Prasad Rao for honoring the students.
ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್. ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನರ ದಿವ್ಯಾಶ್ರಯದಿಂದ ಈ ಒಂದು ಕಾರ್ಯ ಸಂಪನ್ನ ಆಗಿದೆ. ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಭಗವಾನರ ಸನ್ನಿಧಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಮುಸ್ತಫ ಅವರು ಬರೆದಿರುವಂತಹ ವಾಕ್ಯಗಳನ್ನು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಮುಂದೆ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯ ಅನುಗ್ರಹದಿಂದ ಓದಿ ಹೇಳಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಸಂತೋಷ ಆಗ್ತಾ ಇದೆ. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್. ಲವ್ ಆಲ್ ಸರ್ವ್ ಆಲ್ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್.
ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ್ಸ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆರ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿಲವೆಡ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ. ದ ಪಂಚಭೂತ ಆರ್ the five elements of nature, space, air, fire, water and earth, all have their individual roles to play in the sustenance of the universe. The universe would cease to exist without even one of them. Among these, water has a unique role to play in the nourishment of the universe. It is the elixir of life, and in this holy land of Bharat, it has been accorded a celestial status because it is believed that the source of the Ganges is in the heavens itself, and she agreed to flow down to earth to fulfill the sincere prayers of Bhagiratha. That is why Ganga is not just a river. She is the essence of a civilization, form of a culture, and substance of a faith. A river which has descended for the emancipation of mankind. A living goddess whose importance in the day-to-day life of a bhakta cannot be described in words. Flowing down from the Himalayas in the north of India to taking the form of River Kaveri in the south. She nourishes the length and breadth of this country, bringing joy and prosperity all along. And Swami, for us Sai Bhaktas, River Chitravati, which witnessed your infinite glory, is verily Sai Ganga itself. Alas, it is a shame man has sadly forgotten the pristine glory of these great rivers and polluted this veritable and invaluable gift of God with his misdeeds. But Swami, through your infinite grace in the form of various water projects, not only have you quenched several parched throats, but you have also slaked our thirst for knowledge with the right understanding that Manava Seva is Madhava Seva. So here we are, Bhagavan, Bal Vikas children from the city of Bengaluru, state of Karnataka, humbly presenting before you a dance drama entitled Pavitra Jal, Jai Sai Ram.
Swami, this drama was originally conceived and scripted in 2011 by late Srimati Nallu Ganapati from Bengaluru, who has had the good fortune of presenting all the cultural programs of Karnataka for over 4 decades at your lotus feet. In fact, she was uniquely blessed to be fondly referred to as your director by you yourself, Bhagwan. We are extremely grateful to you, Swami, for giving us this opportunity today to present this drama in your divine presence. Jai Sai Ram.
Yes, auntie. You were absent for 2 classes. What is the reason, child?
We went to Varanasi for a week, auntie.
Oh, did you visit the Kashi Vishwanath temple and take a dip in the sacred Ganga river?
That temple is very beautiful, auntie. But the river Ganga is very dirty.
My grandfather says, a dip in Ganga river purifies your sins, and if you drink that water, it cleanses your soul of all your past sins. So my father said he will take all of us there on his next holiday.
That is a very good idea. You know, children, our Swami says that we should spend our holidays as holy days by visiting spiritual places, listening to discourses, etc., so that you will learn to enjoy spirituality in your life. At the same time, you enjoy the trip as well.
But auntie, how can one drink dirty water even if it is sacred as Tirtha?
Any river water is always fresh and clean because the water never stagnates. It is only we, the ignorant people, who hold on to worldly things in life and pollute the river. But Ganga is not just a river. She is a mother, a goddess, a tradition and culture.
How, auntie?
Because river Ganga was confined only to heaven. There is an episode in Purana as to how she was brought down to earth.
Oh, tell us, auntie.
Sure. I will tell you all the next class.
Sai Ram, auntie.
Sai Ram, children.
Mantri ji, when my father died, he seemed upset and troubled. What might be the reason?
Your Majesty, he was troubled because he could not liberate his 60,000 uncle souls who were burnt to ashes by Rishi Kapila.
Oh, I know that. Tell me, what can I do to liberate those souls?
Your Majesty, as per the instructions of Garuda, Ganga, the elder daughter of Himavan, is the only one who will be able to purify them. Ask her to come down to the earth. The holy waters of Ganga must sanctify these ashes. Then and only then will they attain salvation.
Oh, that's all. I will get her.
It is not that easy, Your Majesty. She is confined only to the heavens.
If I sincerely pray and do penance, I am sure she will come down. After all, she is Devi Ma.
त्रिशनोऽहम् विगतविषयतृष्णः कृष्णमाराधयामि सकलकलुषं भिङ्गे स्वर्गसोपानसङ्गे तरलतरतररङ्गे देवी गङ्गे प्रसीद प्रसीद प्रसीद
Ask for a boon.
Gangama, the holy waters of yours should flow down to earth and must sanctify the ashes of my forefathers in order that they attain liberation and reach heaven.
I will grant you your wish, but when I flow down, I become forceful and playful. Only by your persistence, devotion, determination and dedication, you will be able to get me to flow on the ashes of your forefathers.
As you wish, Mother.
Chandra Chooda Shiva Shankara Pa ನಿನಗೆ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ.
ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಮಹಾದೇವಿ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ.
ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ನಾರದ.
ಮಾತಾ, ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ಯು ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಲೀವಿಂಗ್ ಶಂಕರ ಎಲೋನ್?
He is big enough to take care of himself.
It appears he is taking care of himself rather too well with Ganga Maya.
What?
He has stopped her from going down to earth by keeping her with him.
How could he do that? Let me go and find out.
Narayana, Narayana.
You will never miss any chance of bringing friction between two persons, Rishi Narada.
After all, I am known as Kalahapriya Narada. Narayana, Narayana.
Devi, what's it?
Where is Ganga? Why has she come to you? What is her problem?
Devi, calm down. She has no problem.
Then you have a problem, is it?
Oh, women, women. Jealousy is thy name.
I want an answer and let it be straight.
I know, I know.
Tell me then.
When Ganga decided to come down to earth, in response to Bhagiratha's tapas, she started to come down with such a force.
So what?
If I had not stopped her by holding her in my matted hair, she would have caused devastation to Mother Earth by now.
Now why don't you leave her?
I will release her from this jata along a single strand of hair, just enough to saturate the earth for the benefit of the human souls. And she will be known as Pavitra Ganga.
Oh, I see. Anyway, I hope there may not be any other reason.
By the way, who told you?
Narada, of course.
Narada.
ಅಡಿಯಿಂದ ಖುಷಿಯ ತೊಡೆಯಿಂದ ಸುಳಿವ ದೇವದೇವರನ್ನು ತಣಿಸಿವ ದಿಗ್ದಿಗಂತದಲ್ಲಿ ಹಣಿಸಿವ ಚರಾಚರಗಳಿಗೆ ಉಡಿಸಿವ ಆರುವ ತಾಯಿ ಇಳಿದು ಬಾ ಇಳಿದು ಬಾ ತಾಯಿ ಇಳಿದು ಬಾ ಇಳಿದು ಬಾ ತಾಯಿ ಇಳಿದು ಬಾ ಒಡಮಡುವೆ ನಿನ್ನ ನುಡು ತೊಡುವೆ ಏಕೆ ಎಡೆ ತಡೆವೆ ಸುರಿದು ಬಾ ಸ್ವರ್ಗ ತೊರೆದು ಬಾ ಬಯಲ ಜರಿದು ಬಾ ನೆಲದಿ ಹರಿದು ಬಾ ಬಾರೆ ಬಾ ತಾಯಿ ಇಳಿದು ಬಾ ಇಳಿದು ಬಾ ತಾಯಿ ಇಳಿದು ಬಾ ಇಳಿದು ಬಾ ತಾಯಿ ಇಳಿದು ಬಾ ಪ್ರತಿಬಿಂಬವಿದ್ದ ಉದ್ಬುದ್ಧ ಶುದ್ಧ ನೀರೇ ಎಚ್ಚತ್ತು ಎದ್ದ ಆಕಾಶದುದ್ದ ಧರೆಗಿಳಿಯಲಿದ್ದ ನೀರೇ ಸಿರಿವಾರಿದಾತ ಬರಪಾರಿದಾತ ತಾರಾ ಕುಸುಮದಿಂದೇ ಬೃಂದಾರವಂದೆ ಬಂದಾರ ಗಂಧೆ ನೀನೇ ತಾಯಿ ತಂದೆ
ರಸಪೂರಜನ್ಯ ನೀನಲ್ಲ ಗನ್ಯಿ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ಕನ್ಯೇ ಬಂದಾರೆ ಬಾರೆ ಒಂದಾರೆ ಸಾರೆ ಕಂಡಾರೆ ತಡೆವರೇನೆ ಅವತಾರವೆಂದೆ ಎಂದಾರೆ ತಾಯಿ ಈ ಅದಃ ಪಾದವನ್ನೇ ಹರಕೆ ಸಂದಂತೆ ಮಮತಿ ನಿಂದಂತೆ ತುಂಬಿ ಬಂದಂತೆ ಧುಂ 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 ಎಂದು ಧುಮುಕಿ ಬಾ ನಿನ್ನ ಕಂದನ ಹುಡುಕಿ ಬಾ ಹುಡುಕಿ ಬಾ ತಾಯಿ ದುಡುಕಿ ಬಾ ಇಳಿದು ಬಾ ತಾಯಿ ಇಳಿದು ಬಾ ಇಳಿದು ಬಾ ತಾಯಿ ಇಳಿದು ಬಾ ಇಳಿದು ಬಾ ತಾಯಿ ಇಳಿದು ಬಾ ಅರಣ ಹೊಸದಾಗಿ ಹೊಳೆದು ಬಾ ಬಾಳು ಬೆಳಕಾಗಿ ಬೆಳೆದು ಬಾ ಶಿವಹರನ ಚಿತ್ತೆ ಬಾ ದತ್ತ ನರಹರಿಯ ಮುತ್ತೆ ಬಾ ಅಂಬಿಕಾ ತನಯನತ್ತೆ ಬಾ ಇಳಿದು ಬಾ ತಾಯಿ ಇಳಿದು
Now, Mother Earth should be happy that she has got Ganga River with lots of tributaries.
Yes, but in the south side, the earth is having trouble due to lack of water, as Ganga can't flow that far.
That is true. The earth needs a river on the other side too.
King Kavera wants a child who would serve the universe. I will send Lopamudra as his daughter.
Yes, do that.
Amazing. What a scene this is. This hill of Brahmagiri is so beautiful and serene. This is the best place where I can settle down as a grihastha. Devi, who are you? Are you not afraid to stay alone in this jungle?
No, Rishivarya. I live here doing tapas. Abiding my time to flow as a river.
But Devi, can I ask you a favor? Will you please give some of your valuable time as my wife? so that you can give me the status of a married man?
Oh, Rishivarya, I'm surprised. May I know the reason?
Let me tell you, my ancestors' souls are not liberated because their progeny, that is me, should be a grihastha to give them tarpana.
Oh, like how my sister Ganga came down to help Bhagiratha, you want me to help you by marrying you?
Yes, Devi. Will you please oblige?
On one condition.
Oh, what is that?
I should constantly be in your thoughts. The moment you forget me and think of somebody else, I shall leave you and flow as a river.
All right, Devi. I am a rishi after all. I am the master of my mind. Devi, you be in this Kamandalu. For now, there seems to be some water there. I will sit there and do my Sandhya Vandana. And you can stay here. Ah, this place is so beautiful with plants, trees, flowers, and the pleasant sound of Kannike River.
Aha! He has forgotten me and is enjoying the nature and river Kannike. This is one perfect chance for me to get out. But how? Oh God of nature, please help me to get out of this Kamandalu.
Oof! What a mental lapse on my part. Pardon me, Devi. Please don't go.
Rishivarya, please don't stop me. I am sure you are not selfish enough to force me to stop. And you know, any good deed should never be delayed.
You are right, Devi. There is no better way to serve mankind than flowing as a river. Go, Devi. Go with all my blessings. And from now on, you will be known as Mother River Ganga of the South. Your water will be as sacred as Ganga Maya.
With pranams, I take leave of you, my lord.
Hey, have you heard that?
Yes, yes. Kaveri Devi is flowing as a river.
It seems through our land. Now, let us not waste time talking. We will meet her and pray to bless our land in abundance of water for agricultural use.
I am pleased with your devotion and courage. I bless your land with prosperity. As symbolic of my visit, continue to drape
your sari
like this. Every year in Tula Sankramana, I appear in Tala Kaveri as a water spring from earth. And people who bathe and drink water from this spring get deliverance from their sins.
Sarva kashtana shayoga kari
Ganga, what happened?
Look at me. People have polluted me as a river so much that I have become like this. In the coming decades, I will be reduced ecologically that there may not be enough supply of water.
What happened to you, my child Kaveri?
In the beginning, when people like Vishveshwaraya built dams across me, I was happy as I thought man was making best use of me for producing electricity. But now, people have started fighting over the river.
Do not worry. Shiva Shakti has already descended as Sri Satya Sai Avatar. He has come down to revive Sanatana Dharma. He will reform the minds of the people who are ignorant of how valuable these elements are to mankind.
But where is he?
See there, he is sitting on the banks of River Chitravati.
Amma Chitravati, Mayamma Chitravati. Amma Chitravati, Mayamma Chitravati. గర్భమున ఎండ సీమయై పుట్టుల పాములకు నిలయమై సంకష్టముతో గోళిడినా ధరిత్రి మొరవిని దుఃఖ పట్టణం సనిహా వారిధియై నిలచితివి జనులకు శాంతి సమృద్ధి చేకూర్చితివి చేకూర్చితివి అమ్మా చిత్రావతి చిత్రావతి అమ్మా చిత్రావతి మాయమ్మ చిత్రావతి ప్రశాంతి నిలయము శ్రీ సాయీశుని ఆలయము అన్ని జనులకు ఆశ్రయము శ్రీ సాయి నీడ జగదాశ్రయము ప్రశాంతి నిలయము శ్రీ సాయీశుని ఆలయము అన్ని జనులకు ఆశ్రయము శ్రీ సాయి నీడ జగదాశ్రయము జ్ఞాన విజ్ఞాన ప్రజ్ఞానముల మహా ఆలయము జ్ఞాన విజ్ఞాన ప్రజ్ఞానముల మహా ఆలయము ఇటుల చాటుటకు మూల కారణం అవుతివి అవుతివి అమ్మా చిత్రావతి మాయమ్మ చిత్రావతి అమ్మా చిత్రావతి మాయమ్మ చిత్రావతి
வந்தே மாதரம், வந்தே மாதரம், சுஜலா சுபலா மலயஜ சீதலா சஸ்ய ஷாமலா மாதரம், வந்தே
ஏகதந்தா ஹே குணவந்தா ವಿನಾಯಕ ಗಜಾನನ ವಿಘ್ನನಾಶ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಏಕದಂತ ಹೇ ಗುಣವಂತ ವಿಘ್ನನಾಶ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಪಾಲನ ಸಿಂಧುರ ವದನ ವಿಘ್ನನಾಶ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಜಾನನ ವಿಘ್ನನಾಶ ವಿನಾಯಕ
ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಪತಿ
ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ
మధుసూదన కృష్ణ గిరిధర శ్యామ మురారీ శ్రీ మధుసూదన కృష్ణ గిరిధర శ్యామ మురారీ భక్తవత్సల ప్రభు హే గిరిధారీ వత్సల ప్రభు హే గిరిధారీ రాఘారమణ శ్రీహరి రాధారమణ శ్రీహరి వత్సల ప్రభు హే గిరిధారీ రాధారమణ శ్రీహరి
Yeah.
విఠల విఠల నామ భజో హరి విఠల పాండురంగ విఠల 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 నామ విఠల విఠల నామ భజో హరి విఠల 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 హరి విఠల 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 సాయి విఠల 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 హరి విఠల
నాద బ్రహ్మ సాయి
Krishna.
ಭಯ ಹರ ಗಿರಿಧರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ ಶ್ರೀಧರ ಯದುವರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ ಶ್ರೀಧರ ಯದುವರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ ಶ್ಯಾಮಲ ಕೋಮಲ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ ಶ್ಯಾಮಲ ಕೋಮಲ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ ಶ್ಯಾಮಲ ಘನ ಶ್ಯಾಮಲ ಜಗ ಶ್ಯಾಮಲ ಕೋಮಲ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ ಶ್ರೀಧರ ಯದುವರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ ಶ್ರೀಧರ ಯದುವರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ ಶ್ರೀಧರ ಯದುವರ ಭವಭಯ ಹರ ಗಿರಿಧರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ ಶ್ರೀಧರ ಯದುವರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ ಶ್ರೀಧರ ಯದುವರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ ಶ್ಯಾಮಲ ಗೋಮಲ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ
ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಹರಿ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ಶಿವದನಾಶೀಕರಾಶಾಣಪತಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸರ್ವಾಣಪತಿ ಆಶ್ರಿತ ಕಲ್ಪದತಿ ಆಶ್ರಿತ ಕಲ್ಪದತಿ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ಪಿತಾ ಗುರುದೇವ ಮುರಿಯಂತಲು ನೀವೆ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮರಿಯಂತಲು ನೀವೆ ನಾದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ನಾದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ನಾಗೇಂದ್ರ ಶರಣ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ಓಂಕಾರ ರೂಪ ಓಜಸ್ವಿಯು ಸಾಯಿ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಓಂ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವ
ಓ ಶಾಂತಿ
shanti shanti.